For also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which are disobedient, a stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they are also appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now a people of God, which have not attained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. And these couple of verses, Peter's calling for us to be holy. And a definition of holy is sacredness, consecrated to God, or worthy. To qualify as holy, a person needs to be free from impurity. You may ask, well, how can we do that as fallible humans? By ourselves, we cannot obtain, but we are sanctified by the Holy Spirit. And through his power, we are also able to live honorable before God, which is our lesson aim, I believe, today, is to live lives that are honorable before God. Reasons, what are some reasons to be holy? God commands it. And if we are identified with Christ, it should be our life to be holy if we want to be identified with him. And also, it brings glory to God. And those living around us, when they see our holy lives, it may cause them to glorify God and also may also bring them to desire to live holy lives. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for this beautiful, sunny Sunday morning. Lord, I just pray you be with us this morning as we look at this lesson and to live honorable before you, Lord, and to honor you in our lives. Lord, I just pray that you would just direct the teachers and direct the one that has the sermon later, and just pray that as we leave today, we may be able to take what you had for us with us. Just pray this in your name. Amen.